You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2018, week 272. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And this is Destiny Pizza. And my voice is still hoarse.
Yeah. I think it has gotten worse from
before. Okay, so we recorded Monday and Tuesday on Sunday. And then we recorded Wednesday on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is going to be recorded today, which is Tuesday.
Yes.
And my voice has gotten worse. But it feels better.
Wait, did you say 2019? I wasn't listening. I was just
listening. Oh, 2019. I don't think I said 2019. I think I said 2018. And shockingly, that was a second take, so.
Yeah, I was like, wait. Let me just make sure. So like, oh, you recorded one way earlier? I don't get it.
You recorded it like a year ago.
A year ago, and you're like, oh, we know.
Our favorite movies.
What we're going to watch and what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. So let's get into it. We're going to do a lot of review, and we have a lot to cover.
Yeah, we saw a lot of things.
I saw Venom.
Finally.
Venom.
I mean, finally, but it's like, it's not a you need to see it
no.
type of movie anyway.
It was all right. It wasn't as bad as I thought. I thought the worst part was it's a really weird scene at the end, near the end.
Yeah.
Well, the least believable part to me.
Okay, I don't even know what that could be, because I feel like it's a lot of the movie.
Yeah. There's a scene where Riz Ahmed punches Tom Hardy in the face.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't buy that ever happening. Riz Ahmed, a small brown guy.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy. True. No explanation necessary.
Yeah, it would just bounce off of him.
Yeah. He's like a man.
But he was... I don't spoil things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, as long as you had those expectations, I think it was all right. It's just weird that knowing how much money it made, you're like, this made all that money?
So, like, I saw it with my parents and one of my sisters, mm-hmm. and I was like, yeah, like, believe it or not, it made so much money in China that they greenlit a sequel. And then of all people, my dad's like, well, of course they're making a sequel. That movie was awesome. And I was like, this is, like, the hardest person to read.
Yeah. I think it's just a movie for people. I don't know. I guess it's like an action movie.
But people. It's not.
Like I don't. I'm weird. Trying to figure out the audience because it's like, do a lot you of hate people homeless do like people? The movie.
Do you like the weird, like,
I guess,
news that's like.
I guess they don't really have many characters that are like just killing people and biting off their heads, and it's kind of cool. He does look cool. Venom looks cool. I wish he could. Yeah, I wish they had like the spider symbol and looked cooler. And I finally kind of feel like the CGI is uneven at parts.
Well, that, and I found like the Venom and Mayhem Riot.
Yeah.
Riot?
Yeah.
Look too similar.
Exactly. You need like a, that's why Carnage works, because oh, he's the red one, he's the blue, or the black one.
Yeah.
So you can tell them, but like when he's just like slightly grayer or like.
Or it's like, I think he has red stripes inside of his symbiote.
Yeah. It's like, oh, like. It's just not as interesting.
And then the story was just crap, where he's just I'm the weak one, and like I've learned to love humanity.
Yeah,
so
it's
I'm
like, when did that happen? Like, it happened all in his head. It's like, need to like see that happen. You can't just tell us that's happening. It's like, yeah, the story was not. But I like the scenes when him and Ben, I kind of like the idea of that.
Yeah.
Just them talking back and forth is kind of cool.
But I didn't like the weird head. That was weird too. Yeah. Where the head would come out on its own and talk to directly.
I don't
to
need
him.
That. He can just talk to him in his head. Why does he?
I like the scene where he was looking at the windshield and he saw Venom. I was like, it reminded me a lot of 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
He looks in the reflection and sees Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I like that kind of thing.
That's a lot better.
But yeah.
Yeah,
and
then
he
can talk to him that way. Yeah, he doesn't have that weird head thing. Is kind of strange. It makes sense with it because the symbiote can do anything, but it just looks weird.
It's like,
unnecessary.
And then I didn't like, what's her name? This character.
Michelle
Jenny
Williams.
Jenny Slate.
Oh, Jenny Slate.
Oh, yeah, and then Michelle Williams as Venom. Like, it's a spoiler. Whatever. Who cares? This movie's
not. Yeah, they just ham-fisted that in there. They're like, oh, that happens in the comics at a point.
It's yeah.
Like, why are you just putting it in? And then her tune totally changes. It's like a lot of characters, you don't know why they're making their decisions.
Mm-hmm.
They just all of a sudden, like, flip. Like, oh, now I'm going to do this. Why? Because I told you I'm going to do this. It's like, yeah, but we have to see why you learned that. It's just like, no, it just happened.
Yeah.
That's kind of, I kind of found that.
And they tried to make him like an Elon Musk type guy, like Riz Ahmed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's this guy. So yeah, it was an all right movie. It was a popcorn movie.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're looking for a popcorn movie,
I think it's just judged by the times. If you're judging this in a like early 2000s mindset, I think you're like,
wow, what a great, like, I can't wait to see the next one.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool. You're like, oh,
but if you're judging it in like a post, it's cool, like Captain America: The First Avenger world.
Yeah,
or like even Iron Man, post Iron Man world.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah. And we just racked off a lot of good movies in a row, so it's kind of hard to, like, maybe if it was a different year, too, even, like...
It feels like 2015, that year that even was a disappointment.
Yeah, like the Batman vs. Superman year.
Yeah.
Even, or like, 2016. We're just like, oh, this came out, and you're like, oh, well, Venom's at least, like, a lot more watchable.
Yeah.
Like, it's watchable.
It's Justice League, but watchable.
Yeah, exactly. It's not.
It's like on that same quality.
Yeah, it won't at least bore you.
Where you're like, why did I waste my time watching this?
Yeah, exactly. Where
when Venom 2 comes out, I'm not going to see it opening weekend, but I will see it.
Yeah. Because I'm like,
let's see if they made it better.
Let's see what Carnage looks like. Let's see if they adjusted. Let's see if they made that wig better. Yeah, yeah. You've watched the mid-credits and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that he still looks super weird. But they can always change it.
I liked Stan Lee in it.
Oh, yeah, right at the end. Where he's like, oh, I thought you guys should end up together or whatever.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
I was like, wow, I got some good Stan Lee cameos. Like,
yeah, Stan can't. He's at the top of his game, like, these last few cameos.
I think it's because they must film, like, a ton of cameos.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, well, because, like, I think there's some where he uses more lines. And then I think they're just like, okay, we're not going
to
use that.
The better cameos seem to be not in the MCU also.
Yeah.
Like the best ones have been
the
like
best ones, Spider-Verse, honestly, are after he died.
Like, that's also true too. Spider-Verse, like Teen Titans Go had one that was good. Like Venom had one that was good. I think Deadpool 2, I think apparently in the Once Upon a Deadpool, there's a
different one.
A different one. I don't know what it was.
So yeah. Give that one a 5. Let's give it a 6. No, a 5. Let's do 5. And then you saw this movie too, right?
Yes, we both saw it.
Okay, right. Mary Poppins Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Want to talk about it, Mike?
Yes. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was really good. I thought it like felt really... Like it doesn't seem... It seems like a sequel. It's like very much like, oh, really? They made the last movie like 40 years ago or whatever? Because it feels like, oh, they kind of just made a sequel to this movie. So,
Emily Blunt kills it.
Yeah, she's great. Lin-Manuel Miranda, I love him.
Kills it. Lin-Manuel
Miranda.
The only character I didn't like was the dad.
Yeah.
I found him, I mean, I don't think he's supposed to be likable.
I think that's part of his character. You're supposed to like go against him, then he turns it around. He reminded me a lot of, you haven't seen the Christopher Robin.
No.
He reminded me a lot of like Ewan McGregor's character, but not as like, as much of a dick. But like, Ewan McGregor, Greg, it was kind of the similar type of character where he does that and then he has to change by the end.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
He has to rediscover his...
Yeah, so it felt like very similar to that character to me.
Almost like Disney's stuck in a formula problem.
Yeah, yeah. But the musical numbers were great. Nothing like...
Nothing stands
really
out.
Really stand outish that's like, oh, this is the new classic hit. We'll remember
this.
This
is the new Supercalifragilistic.
Yeah, like I don't, like there were so many in the original Mary
Poppins.
There's
no Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Yeah, yeah. They tried to make things, homages to those things.
Yeah.
But they didn't quite crack it.
What about Dick Van Dyke and Angela Lansbury? That was pretty surprising.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's cool to see. I knew about it already.
Yeah.
Because my dad told me, he's like, oh, you know, he got him back. He's playing that other character. I didn't even know he played another character in the original. He's like, oh yeah, he played he campaigned like he had to pay out of pocket to be that other character. It's like that's actually the reason why he's back. And I was like, oh really? I didn't know any of that. But yeah, that was fun to see. That was a good look because I was waiting for it to come, and then oh, it comes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was pretty good. That is like, yeah.
I had a problem with the ending though.
Okay.
That was so.
Well, it was very on the nose to the ending of the first Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, we got to get this same type of thing.
Yeah. That was my problem with it. I was like, I felt like they did enough departure.
Yeah.
Like the underwater scene was so cool.
That was cool, yeah.
And then to have that and be like, oh, this is what we are looking for the whole time. It's right here. And I'm like,
yeah.
Please just stop this movie.
Yeah. And I also felt like, I guess because the technology.
I mean, granted, it's a kid's movie.
I'm being very rough
on a kid's movie.
Yeah, it's more for the song. Like, you know what you're getting pretty much. Yeah. It, like, gave you what you wanted in a sequel. Like, obviously.
I mean, what's could his do name better was a great villain?
Oh, yeah, Colin Firth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept thinking of Kingsman the whole time I was watching him. Yeah. It's so weird.
Yeah, I was like, huh. Like, I keep thinking of him in his good guy roles and, like.
I think that they perfectly cast that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty good.
Well, I did want his redemption, though. I wanted him to have some.
Yeah.
He doesn't get it.
He comes back at the end, and they just shit on him some. Yeah. It's like, be a little nice to him. Like, give him some.
Hope.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was kind of like, also, like, the technology they had, it felt like we, like, they did more, like, more bonkers things because they could do it.
I will say, the one thing I was like, this is so dumb.
Yeah.
Was the BMX scene.
Yeah. I don't.
Where I was like,
they're putting that in a lot of movies.
It's like, remember when there was like free running was really popular and they would put that in every movie?
Mm-hmm.
It was like that, where I was like, we know that the bikes at that time were not made to handle.
Yeah.
That's the thinking going through my head. I'm like, these bikes are not meant to do this.
I'm fine with these lighthouse guys doing stunts and tricks and like flipping around these poles, but when they get on those bikes.
Yeah. I'm like, come on.
Ridiculous.
Those bikes aren't meant to do that.
But yeah, I didn't like the bikes either. Well, that's how I felt in like Star Trek. Well, that's the future, but like in Star Trek Beyond, they're just on these bikes and you're like, why are there bikes? I don't know. There's something about the bikes that's just really weird to me. It doesn't appeal to me in that context.
It's strange.
Yeah.
So what do you rate it?
I give it a 7 out of 8.
Yeah, me too.
Thought it was solid and I'm glad they made that film. But it could have been, like, obviously you could have done it. You just get a couple great songs. It's just hard to like capture that, but I thought it was pretty well done.
Yeah.
And then I saw Bohemian Rhapsody, which you talked about last week, I believe.
Yes.
Did you talk about it? Yes. Very good movie. Hard to go wrong with Queen. Just like
the Queen, soundtrack
like,
alone.
The soundtrack like, alone, you're like, oh, I love this. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I didn't know too much about Queen, like about Freddie Mercury history and everything. Just like the basics, but. Yeah, it was very, very cool, very fun. I loved how they coming up with like the stories behind. I know like all of it's not true. You were telling
me
of some of the conflicts and all that.
Like the Mike Myers character apparently wasn't significant at all
in
real life.
Yeah, but I don't think that was a really huge, huge part of the movie though. Like that wasn't the
case. No, like apparently that guy wasn't even like
part of any of that.
Yeah, like he like had one meeting once.
He's not known as the guy.
He's not known well, as the guy who like
posited in the movie. It's like you're gonna be known as the guy who let Queen walk or whatever.
So
yeah, I just feel like they have to put that in like musical biopics sometimes. They're like, we gotta have this scene where one guy doesn't believe in them type of thing.
But then okay, so when I was watching this movie, I was thinking about like all the controversy that came along with it because I was like, remember the Sacha Baron Cohen first?
Yeah.
Sacha Baron Cohen, Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Which I would be curious to see.
Yeah.
That.
I feel like it's a very different thing.
Yeah. Well, because then in that movie, I think he was supposed to die in the middle of the movie.
Oh, wow.
Or something. Or like the first act he was supposed to die. And then it was supposed to be about the band.
Oh, really?
So it wasn't like a Freddie Mercury movie. It was like a Queen movie.
Huh. Yeah, because this was pretty much the Freddie Mercury movie.
Like, yeah.
They didn't really go in. No one really got developed as a character so much.
Yeah.
Besides him.
And I thought the casting on Brian May's character was like stellar. Like,
yeah, the casting was great in the movie overall, I thought. But yeah. Yeah. Very enjoyable film. I give it a 7 out of 8. And then I saw the new Transformers movie, Bumblebee. Which is
Travis Knight's directorial debut
live action.
Sort of live action.
Yeah, I mean live action with the CGI character. I mean, they need a specific
semi-live.
Like, I guess there's so many different categories now because like the Lion King's like a CGI thing, but you wouldn't call it animated.
It's like live action animated.
Yeah, I guess animated term is becoming too like animated used to be. Consistent thing. Now it's becoming too broad.
Yeah.
Now you look at Into the Spider-Verse, that's animated, but is that the same as Pixar? No.
Is that the same as like
Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's like, no, because it's like totally different techniques, all those things. Yeah. So I think they'll create a language for all this eventually. I'm sure they have the terms. Yeah.
I have a question about this movie.
Yes.
In the trailer, they show like not Earth.
Okay.
How much of the
Cybertron?
Movie?
Cybertron?
Yeah, how much of that movie is in Cybertron?
Like barely any, yeah.
Is it like everything you see in the trailer?
Pretty much a little bit more, a little bit more.
Because I was like, this seems like a...
It starts there, which is cool. Like it make, because I think reports came out that like they're still talking about a Cybertron movie, and I'm like, that would be pretty cool. Because that place, like you got the most you've gotten any film. Well, I haven't seen the newer one.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of, like Cybertron, you get a good intro to it, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, it'd be cool to explore what's actually... I don't really know the Transformers story. I've watched a couple, like, I guess three, and then this fourth of these movies. I still don't really know
anything about
why Decepticons are fighting Autobots and all that. I just
think
know
one
they
of
are.
Them wants to destroy Earth.
But what's their original war about on Cybertron?
White supremacy.
Is that what it was? Like, machine supremacy? Like, we need to conquer
it's conquering other planets versus coexisting.
Because what I understood from this movie was they're like, the Decepticons rule, I guess, the planet, and they're like, Autobots are like rebels, I guess, of Cybertron.
Sure.
I don't know. It's convoluted, but that's not really what this movie is even about.
Yeah.
They basically took, because this is, I guess, in canon of those Michael Bay movies.
Yeah. But which is why, what's his name didn't show up?
Shia LaBeouf?
No.
Mark Wahlberg?
No, the Bat Robot.
Oh, why am I blanking on Optimus Prime and Megatron?
Megatron, because
I think
he's frozen
in
that universe.
In the dam. He's like in the dam. Or is he frozen? I think because his grandfather finds him frozen, but then the government brings him to like the facility at the dam.
Yeah, because they wanted him to show up.
Yeah.
But he couldn't show up.
But yeah, they were still playing by their rules, which they should just like tear down at this point. But I thought that was, I don't know, because I like the first movie is my favorite movie, so I like that they kept that in canon,
like, would
I guess.
But it
wouldn't bother me if they didn't.
Would you do that? Like, watch this movie and then watch the first Transformers movie?
Yeah, I think so. I think they work well in tandem with each other. I'd have to see what if there's any I don't know about the conflicts, but it seemed pretty fine because the story's not it's basically they took the first part of Transformers where like Shia LaBeouf meets Bumblebee
and then expanded,
and then
that
that's a whole movie, which I think is the best part anyway. So yeah, like I think that's why they made the movie. They're like, let's just make it about the characters, because you in those movies you're like, I don't even care about these humans most of the time.
Yeah,
I don't even really care about these Transformers most of the, like,
because it's so many
about.
There's the one that talks like he's a black person. There's the one that talks like an Asian person.
And that's also what this movie did. It stripped down like the Transformers. So there's like literally, if in the plot, there's like three.
Mm-hmm.
There's more human characters than Transformers, which I think is the first time like that's happened. Like, I don't think that's happened.
Well, then someone's back, right? There's a guy who they brought. There's an actor who they brought back so they could say it's connected.
Oh, really? I guess I didn't pick up on that.
Or he's in the trailer or something. I don't remember.
I'm not that steeped into it, but I'm sure there's other connections I totally missed. But yeah, it's mostly about like Hailee Steinfeld's character and Bumblebee and like her journey through overcoming things and Bumblebee. And it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
It's a really fun movie. Yeah, it's very entertaining. And you don't have to watch any Transformers movie to watch this movie. It's just like, you could start with this movie, like that. I guess that's the function.
Maybe that's why they kept it in canon.
Yeah,
they're trying to get people to watch those old ones again.
Yeah, maybe they're like, get into the old ones, and then you're like, oh no, these progressively get worse and worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would give this movie a 7 out of 8 also.
And then Black Mirror Bandersnatch came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
We both experienced it.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it?
Kind of what you do with this. Because no one person could really have the same
experience.
Well,
because I was talking to one of our other friends last night about it, and she said that she did get the perfect score.
Oh, really? Right off the bat?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, damn.
That's impressive.
I guess.
If that's the point, if that's what you're trying to do, I guess.
I have no idea how to play the game.
I don't know if it's a game. I don't know if it's a movie. I don't, because I was like, oh, what is the ending? Because I was like, that's what we kept trying to do. And I think eventually just says, this is the real
ending. This is your ending.
This is your ending. Because it's always like, go back. So I'm like, oh, this must not say go back at one point.
I think it's like on a timer type function. Yeah. Because it is about 90 minutes. After 90 minutes, like you, whatever ending you get mm-hmm. is your last ending.
Yeah. And I thought, like, it just happened to be a certain ending that I thought was a good ending. So that's why I thought it was the ending.
No, you got the train ending, right? But then you told me you
got that in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh.
Which is my favorite ending.
Yeah. But so that it was my last ending.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's the ending. That's what I thought.
Did you say you saw the meta one where it was like.
Yeah, the Netflix one.
Where it's like her.
That was actually. That was one of my. I don't know if it was the first. It was one of the first.
Where it's his, like.
It's his daughter in working the future on working on this.
The remake, which is what you're experiencing. Which is
what we're watching. And then it you control her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, you're. It's like a meta.
Yeah. I never connected the symbol, the fork,
yeah,
with being from White Bear.
Oh, was that
yeah.
from White Bear? I didn't either.
So it's like on one of the maps I was reading, it kept saying White Bear, and I'm like, what the hell is a White Bear symbol? Like, I never saw the White Bear symbol.
Yeah.
And it's just that fork symbol.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I didn't get that. I knew the metalhead one.
Metalhead, nosedive, yeah. obviously.
Yeah.
And there's something else. Oh, the where his therapist works is Saint Juniper.
Oh, okay.
Which, if you know Spanish, San Junipero. But, yeah. What would you rate this? This is tough. My argument against rating this at all is it's completely based on your one experience.
Exactly.
And your one experience could be completely different than anyone else's one experience.
Yeah. Because what I thought going into it was like you'd be able, it's not really rewatchable. I mean, it is, it kind of,
yeah,
but I kind of thought there would be like at least two like endings that were divergent. They are in a way,
but there's like a dozen,
but there's like a dozen. I thought there would just be like, okay, there's a lot of ending roads that aren't satisfying, but then there'd be like a few, like two or three really satisfying. And I thought there were only like not that many really satisfying.
But we don't know.
But I don't know, because maybe there's other possibilities. But yeah, it's all because like mine very
ended with him in prison and he's doing like the fork on the wall and the game gets like a 3 out of 5. And that's where mine ends.
Yeah.
But I saw the train ending and I thought that was really good. And then my friend said I was emo for saying that. And then,
oh no, I thought that was
the ending. I thought that was a perfect ending.
Yeah, it's so beautiful because he gets to save his mom. It's
granted, his dad is extremely sad in that ending.
True,
but he's a dick, so who cares?
Yeah, well, like I don't even know. And then I don't know what's real. It's also confusing because
it's like kind of like Donnie Darko esque.
Because you don't know what's real. It's confusing.
Yeah,
because you go through several paths, and then it's like, oh, this is what's going on, but then you go down the different path, that's not what's going on.
But then the previous path will, like, if you take the acid and tell Colin to jump, then he disappears from your past. Like, when you go back and have to redo it, Colin isn't there. It's, like, crazy.
Well, you have to go back to the very beginning?
You have to completely get out of the thing and start again, and then Colin will appear.
See, what happened when that happened to me is that you wake up and you're in the car with the dad instead of chasing after Colin, you go to the therapist.
No, but there's another later version on, where
you go even back farther? So,
yeah, well, you just get out of the video and then you start from beginning.
Oh, weird.
Or else Colin won't be there because there's an ending where the Indian dude, Tucker, or Mr. Tucker, comes to your house and is like, hi, have you seen Colin?
Oh, really?
And you kill him. But then if Colin is still alive, he'll help you finish the game, and then your game will get five stars.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, there's
another one where he comes to your house, and he's mad because you either tell him you won't finish the game or you will.
Mm-hmm.
And if you tell him you won't, he's mad, so he comes over there, and you've already killed your dad. And then if you tell him you will do it, I think he sends, that means Colin's in the game. So I guess that's the difference. because Colin's in the game. Then he comes over.
Helps you finish the game.
No, he either turns you into the cops if you let him go. But we were because sometimes you try to go back and you're like, oh, I want to do the opposite answer. But yeah. It won't even.
But that
you.
Option isn't there anymore.
It
won't even change.
Yeah. So yeah, we let him go because he saw the dead body and he said, oh, do you want to kill Colin too or let him go? We let him go and then he just calls the cops. Like you get called the cops on a lot of times if you keep using that fork in the road or the white bear symbol.
Yeah. So what do you rate this?
Like I said, it's very hard, very subjective. I think I'm going to say the experience, like if it was just a Black Mirror episode itself, if like there were no choices involved.
But we don't know. The problem with saying that is we don't know what the episode would look like.
I know, but I feel like it's just out of all the endings I've seen.
There's also a theory that he's in his own white bear scenario.
Yeah.
Like he's a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his punishment. So it's like super meta.
Yeah.
I
get it. That's why it's hard to judge because you can't separate it into that. But I just didn't think anything was set compared to when I watch other Black Mirror episodes. I felt like maybe it's because of my choices in the episode, but like it wasn't as satisfying to me.
Like what episode though? Because I'll say a lot of the episodes I've seen, I found not enjoyable lately.
Really? I like a lot of the Black Mirror episodes.
Like what was the one with the bees?
Yeah, the bees. I mean, not really the recent seasons. That's the other thing. It's recent season compared to like the early three seasons.
Yeah.
Like I have to go through. I'm blanking on stuff coming to the top of my head. But yeah, that's why I say it's like not. It's like average. It's not mind blowing. It's not like
the story
thing. Yeah, the story wise. That's why the experience is a lot to do with it, I think. I like the fact that they attempted it, and I hope they try more, and it's crazy they spent like 2 years on this thing. It's nuts. But yeah, that's why I would give it probably a 6.
See, I give it like a 8. I think it was wonderful. I had a very enjoyable time.
I'm 6.
Curious. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I just think my experience, it was the experience was fun, but the story itself. I wish it was better.
So yeah, I'm curious to go back and try more.
Mm-hmm.
See what else I get. And I like the fact that like the soundtrack changes based on which one you pick.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So.
But that's also the part of it is you're not, even the choice you make, they force you into certain choices. So it's really the illusion of choice most of the time.
Maybe that's what it's all about though.
I know that's what it's about, but like, I feel like it's too obvious about that. Like, it's so, like, meta, but you already know it's meta, so it's not, like, it becomes less so because you figure it out so quickly. Yeah. It's like, I feel like it's not subtle enough at certain points, because you're like, oh, I get what they're doing. So I'm like, I want them to be a little more subtle, because he finds out so obvious that you're making the choices that it's like, it should be more subtle.
It's not immediately.
No, but, like,
I think it's a good, like, at least half an hour into it.
Yeah, that's true, but, like, that feel like your beginning decisions, definitely the two beginning decisions mean nothing to them.
That's not true at all. The cereal one extremely does, yeah.
How so?
They said because if you choose the Sugar Puff cereal instead of the Frosted Flakes, the Sugar Puff that's stupid. Okay.
You're just saying it right now.
No, but then the dog.
Yeah.
Because if you pick the Sugar Puff cereal, the dog makes a noise at the window. And the dad's like, the dog will be the death of us. Then if you kill the dog and bury him, you kill the dad and bury him, the dog digs him up.
Yeah. All right.
Which won't happen if you choose Frosted Flakes because they're great. And then you get a Frosted Flakes commercial later on.
Yeah, the commercial means nothing to me.
The dog, it does affect the dog.
Yeah. Okay. That's something.
And we don't know how much it affects.
Yeah. I just kind of wanted, I don't know. I just wanted something so divergent to happen that nothing's.
I mean, you saw that map though. So far.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
It is crazy and nuts. And like, it's hard to do. I get it. But I wanted like
I've played video.
Wanted one to be a Black Mirror episode if I choose one choice. And the other choice is just some random thing that's like, oh, so he lived happy. I don't know.
That's never going to happen.
I just wanted it to, though. Be like, this is completely different. You just made one different choice and you're like, wow, this isn't even Black Mirror. This is something else.
It felt very much like a, like, I've been thinking like Damien Chazelle. I just watched Free Solo today.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of that, where it's like, La La Land. I didn't see First Man yet, but La La Land and what's the movie? Whiplash.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like these people who aspire to greatness, like this guy is aspiring to greatness.
Yeah.
But it's driving him crazy.
Yeah. And he can't help it, and he's addicted.
And like he knows that this like story is somewhat cursed. Like it has like the curse of this
hyper awareness
of like packs and the drove the original author insane.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
Three Identical Strangers. Mike?
Yes. This is a documentary about, so I don't want to give things away, but basically like the basic premise is this guy, he's in college. He goes to, like, he's going to a community college, and then everyone's saying hey to him. They're like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, this is my first day of school. Why is everyone reacting this way? And then he walks into, like, his room where he's staying. And then a guy says, oh, hey, like, hey, Bobby, what's going on? He's like, my name's Bobby. And he's like, dude, you have a twin. And it's crazy. So he meets this guy and he finds out he has a twin. And the story, they publish that story. Oh, twins separated, like,
separated at birth,
meet 19 years later. And then another guy sees the paper and he's like,
those guys look exactly
like me. So then it's these triplets and they all meet up with each other. And then the story deepens, like, why? How did this happen? What happened?
One of them's a murderer, and then they catch the other two. The other two get arrested.
Yeah, but it's kind of crazy. It's like who did this and why and what's happening, and it's just kind of and it's a story I've never heard of. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sure it was a big deal back then because this
in the 80s, right?
This was in the 80s. Because they were call it 1980. So, but like there was a little bit like they were like going on talk shows and stuff. They had a little circuit going on back in the day.
So one partied too hard and they're like, I'm breaking up the band.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. I probably give that an 8 out of 8.
I think it's on Obama's list, right?
Is it on there? I don't know.
No, wait, I'm going to scroll up.
I don't think it was. No, I don't.
Oh, it's not
on there.
Free Solo.
Mm-hmm. About freeing Han Solo, right?
Yeah. No, so the movie is about...
We both saw this, so...
It's about... Whatchamacallit?
Climbing.
The other movie that we saw was about the guy in the movie. The other guy in the movie.
What other guy?
Remember when we saw that? We were looking through the new movies.
Yeah.
It was like...
Yeah.
Like, this looks like the same movie.
Like it's other climber?
Yeah, the other climber that's early on in the movie.
Yeah. He climbed the same thing. He didn't do it solo, free solo.
Not for you, no.
I don't think anyone's done that except him.
Yeah, that's craziness. I don't understand why anyone would.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This is crazy about the world. It's like you have these people who are striving for these like ridiculous things. And you're like, you shouldn't do it. But like the only way to do it is if you were like this guy. If you were like addicted to it and like had to do it just to. Because you have a need to like do it. But at the same time, it's like, at what point are you like, this guy should be restricted from doing it because
he's going to kill himself.
He's going to kill himself. Because they kept telling us how a lot of people do this type of stuff and then they end up killing themselves. And I noticed like it was everybody after 40 and stuff. Like they just age out of it, in my opinion. I think
there's that one guy though who was like old.
Yeah. That guy seems to have a different mindset though. That guy
he's like, I don't want to do it when anyone's looking at me.
Yeah. He seems to like be like them, but not 100% like them. Where he's like, he's got more of a, yeah. It's just the guy you're actually following just seems like he doesn't care if he dies or whatever. He's just like, no one's gonna miss me. They'll get over it or whatever. I'm like, ooh, this guy. What's going on with him? His stories. He's just as interesting. I feel like as the climb itself, because it's like this. Like, what makes this guy tick,
dude? I feel like they made this movie was just like, hey, if you aspire to greatness, don't get in a relationship.
That was true too. Like she made everything worse for him.
Yeah, he got injured twice. I'm not blaming her.
Clearly set that up. The film is clearly doing that. Like she must be kind of pissed when the film comes out and she's like, they're making me look.
They make me look like a piece of like a horrible person.
Yeah, it's just like wow. Because that it, those two injuries happen like immediately, and then he makes the comment. And he's like, I mean, I didn't get injured like
for 7 years.
7 years, and then she comes and gets injured twice.
He's like, but I can't.
I'm not blaming her, but yeah.
It's like,
and then she almost thinks she can like change him too. She's
yeah,
like,
which I'm like, this is foolish. No,
like he's saying, he's being 100% honest, like upfront about he's what's
like,
going on.
He's like, you are not enough of a reason to maximize my life.
Literally said that. He's like, no, I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't be thinking about you. I'm like, I'm just, if it happens, like I'm not worried about what you'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like, geez.
To like, be fair, they've only been dating for like, I mean, it's a year and a half. By the time the movie ends, I think they've been together for a year and a half.
Yeah.
I'm like, she found a dude who like lives in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Who literally, he's living his passion by like doing the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Not stupidest, because the other guy was way stupider, because he's like, the other guy who dies before he does the free solo, he's like, that guy like just tries to squeeze him through.
He's risky. Like, yeah. Like,
he's willing to do like climbs that he'll only do once, where this guy would rather like rehearse.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about it. He like, it's methodical. It's not like he's like reckless, like, oh, I'm going to risk. It's kind of like, it's risky overall prospect, but he's going to like, I can get as prepared as I'm going to be.
And then try.
Yeah.
And he has like written regrets on all these notes and everything.
Yeah.
It's, like, crazy.
Yeah. So he's like thinking about
it. It's like
it.
A dance.
So. Yeah, that's the fascinating. It's just the.
It felt very inspirational though when I was watching it. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but I was like, oh, like the war, because he says something about like, oh, like it's like the warrior where it, you have to put 100% into it or your life is on the line. He's like, that's how I feel about free. Well, that's how it is for free climbing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I dig that, but happy and cozy, because he's saying he's going against like a happy and cozy life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's foolish. Like, yeah. Happy and cozy life is,
well, yeah, but also he says like his brain doesn't like,
yeah, his amygdala, it doesn't work literally, his brain doesn't work the same way as a normal person's.
Yeah, so it's kind of like
it takes a lot more to,
yeah, that's why it like gets to the point
stress him
like,
out.
Well, if his brain doesn't work the same, like how can he make these decisions, but then he has to have the freedom to do whatever the heck he wants.
Do you think it's his brain has been like trained to,
that also might be part of it too,
or do you think he's like born different?
Like he's probably born that way, and then like over time it's like he's even more comfortable.
Yeah.
And more comfortable, that's just like permanently like that.
What do you give this movie?
I really enjoyed it. I'd probably give this an 8 out of 8.
Yeah,
I really liked it. It was a really cool movie.
Super intense.
Yeah, it's a very intense movie. It's just funny, like, just peering into just his life, too, like, with the girlfriend, and just like, oh, this doesn't, there's no
like,
way
this
ends
why...
well. This doesn't end well.
Yeah, it reminded me so much. I was like, oh, this is the next movie Damien Chazelle's going to direct. It's going to be this guy's biopic.
Yeah.
Where they're yelling at each other because she's like, why can't you just stay on the ground? And he's like, I got to be on climb.
Yeah, he's like, you knew this when you met me.
Yeah, that's the craziest thing. And she, like, meets him at, like, a book signing.
Yeah. It's just, it doesn't compute in my mind. You're like, oh, I'm going to change this guy.
Yeah.
It's like he's living in a car, climbing this mountain.
Like, he doesn't even talk to his own parents, because his parents are like, we don't want to talk to you, because, like, every time you're going to do something you love, you might kill yourself.
Yeah, like, we can't tell you.
That's like if I was, like, super passionate about Russian roulette, and I was like, I was like, Mom, I'm going to be a professional Russian roulette player. Like, that's what it is. Like,
yeah.
It only takes, the crazy thing to me is, like, this guy's like, you see him, like, working out a little bit, and I'm like, mm-hmm. How does he do this on the road where he's like doing like the crazy chin-ups? I was like, what is his I want to see his exercise routine.
Yeah,
because it looks like he's eating like trash.
And he's eating with spatulas.
He's like eating like straight. He's like drinking coffee out of the pot.
I'm like, is this guy civilized? Is he,
like even after he like buys his house.
Yeah, he's like, I'm still drinking out of this bowl.
He's like, I'm gonna drink out of the pot. I was like, this is interesting. This is like
I just want a reality show on him, just his day-to-day life.
It's like a Tarzan,
not even the climbing.
Or something. Like,
yeah, just we brought this guy in. He was living in a van. We brought him into society, a home, running water.
He's not used to it. He hasn't been doing this for 7 years.
Doesn't quite understand.
Is he younger than us?
Probably close. No, 30s.
Okay.
Early, or I think he's like 33.
Okay.
I want to say.
Good.
Yeah. No, because... I mean, I don't think he's,
because I thought he left school and everything when he was 19. I thought he was doing this, but I think he must have been doing stuff. And
wasn't he saying he was like traveling? I'm trying to. No, I can't remember that one. I don't think so.
Anyways.
Good movie.
I watched Ellen DeGeneres Relatable. That's her first stand-up routine in like 20 years or something. Really funny. I was very pleasantly surprised. Yeah, watch it. Because she talks about how it's hard, how she was worried that it would be hard for her to be relatable to people. And it, do you remember that Seinfeld one that he did recently? Where he like talks half about, it's like him starting his comedy career.
I've heard about it, but
it's kind of like that, but better.
Okay.
So yeah, I give it an 8 out of 8. I thought it was a solid stand-up special. Nice.
I saw this movie, Assassination Nation, which is kind of like The Purge, basically.
If I saw the best way to describe it was
okay.
If The Purge was directed by Tumblr.
Yeah, kind of. Because it's all about, like, instead of, like, The Purge being, like, the characters are, like, high school girls instead of, like, just, I guess, the first one's just a family. I don't know what the other ones are. Who are the people? Like, the third one's, like, a politician or something, right?
Yeah. The second one is,
it's Frank Grillo.
It's a it's like a couple who's going through a divorce.
Okay.
And then Frank Grillo comes along and, like, saves them.
But it's generally older people. Yeah. But this, like, I feel like The Purge kind of works. Well, I don't know how the most recent, because they did the first Purge or whatever. I don't know how that worked. But the original Purge, I feel like, worked because you're like, oh, you're dropped into this world, so you don't know exactly how long everything's been going on. Like, as they flesh out the reality of it, it probably seems more and more ridiculous as you do it. But this movie was kind of like, because it was kind of like 75% of the movie, I feel like, is just like a movie, but like these high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
And like gradually stuff is happening, but not to an extreme.
It doesn't get crazy until like the end.
Yeah, it doesn't get like super crazy until the end. But then like there's like a time jump-ish. And then it just gets bonkers, like so bonkers. I'm like, maybe that's the point of the movie, but it's just getting super ridiculous. I'm like, oh.
It was okay. So
a little bit too much.
I thought about this because it's like heavily like tech and everything, right? Like all social media.
Yeah, because it's all about hacking. It's like everybody's information's been leaked in this town. It's like one person at a time. And I get the mob mentality, but like it just take it to an extreme where it's like now people want to murder people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I thought if I, like, that was what the, my impression of the trailer is exactly what the movie was, which was, like, it goes and goes and goes, and then all of a sudden, chaos. But it's, like, I would assume there'd be, like, some kind of reasoning that I didn't quite see, felt like I saw, which threw me off.
Because, I was thinking about it last night. I went to Disneyland for, New Year's Eve, and it was so cold. It was like it was windy.
Yeah, so windy yesterday.
It was so cold in the wind. Like, luckily, I had like a windbreaker type jacket that it's like made out of astronaut suit material.
Mm-hmm.
And then the inside is like reflective, so it's like super warm. And I had my hands in my pocket. And I looked around and I was like, everyone has their hands in their pocket. Like, that is what will drive people off of social media, is like they need their hands in their pocket.
Yeah, you can't go on your phone if your hand's in your pocket.
Exactly. It was very interesting, because normally you'd see everyone on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to a place where...
That's true.
It's like, maybe that's why.
Freeze the whole world.
Yeah, we need that. Global warming is what's ruining our world. We need...
Everyone can get their phone out. We don't want that.
So we don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... Yeah, I probably because I was... It went too off the rails for me. I'd probably get a 4 out of 8.
I saw Bird Box,
mm-hmm,
with Sandra Bullock.
Movie everyone on Netflix saw, apparently.
Yeah. Netflix. First week is 45 million views worldwide, whatever that means.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was telling one of our friends, I was like, you think I would be a good TV personality? She's like, yeah, you probably could do a good TV personality.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, tell Netflix that.
Need to get Netflix on this, on board.
So, this movie is about Sandra Bullock. Not her, it's her character.
Oh, I thought it was about.
It was about Sandra Bullock.
Wait, this isn't a documentary?
Yeah. And it's about her and these two kids. and they have to go, and there's like the scary monster, and if you see it, it'll make you kill yourself.
Okay.
Unless you're...
It's sounding more like a Quiet Place opposite.
It's like a Quiet Place or The Happening.
Mm-hmm. It's the trees.
What about the trees, guys? What about the bees?
The bees.
So it's like that, but it's not, because there's like these two timelines that you're following. So there's like her going down the river timeline, and then the timeline of her experiencing everything go to crap. And then like about like the climax of the movie, they merge together. And then you just follow the current timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, what caused it? Is it bio warfare? Is it? And I think it's Cthulhu, because it lines up with the Lovecraft stories. So it was fun. It was all right. I wouldn't say, like, people are like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah. It's such a good movie. America's Sweetheart, Sandra Bullock. I don't agree.
Right.
She was good in this movie, though.
She's good in everything.
Yeah, she was. Is she?
Think of something she's not. She's pretty good.
Well, I'm all about Steve.
Never saw that movie, but I assume you're right about that. You know, Bradley Cooper and Sandra Bullock, and you screw up that movie?
It was made before The Hangover, that's why. And it was released after.
Yeah.
They only released it because
he was in Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, which I liked. That's a sack lunch.
I know. He's really funny in that movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, I give this movie like a 5.
Right.
I guess watch it, but you don't have to. All
right.
I also watched The Favorite. Went into this movie not knowing anything about it. Very interesting. It was like if House of Cards took place in, I think it was the 1600s.
Oh.
1800s.
I like that.
1800s.
They should have, that's how they should have sold it to me.
But yeah,
then again, like House of Cards, you don't want it to. And it's
like,
also a different connotation. Like House of Cards, because I stopped watching the show.
Yeah.
It's like this, it's this thing to me, but maybe another thing to other people. And then also, yeah, the controversy.
Yeah. Everything. They're like, oh, yeah, you mean Emma Stone is a child molester?
Yeah. It's like, I don't like that. Why would you use this in the advertising, you idiot?
Yeah. So, no, in this movie, it's about a person.
Game of Thrones. And I feel like Game of Thrones is comfortable.
No, it's like, because it's like one person using.
Okay. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like, maneuvering the political system, kind of.
Gotcha.
Because she used to be a lady or something, and then her father made some speculations, which is like means, I guess that's a fancy term for bad investments.
Yeah, speculations about what's gonna happen. Yeah,
yeah, it's like, but like in Alexander Hamilton, they accused him of making speculation as well.
I thought that was just like a term for like the stock market or something,
which means like
I guess that's where it came from.
They're making investments on behalf of like a greater thing. Anyways,
yeah.
So then she lost her title, and then she had to go and work as like a maid, and you see her like working her way up to like the queen, like not to the queen, she can't be the queen obviously, but to get favor, to become the favorite of the queen. And found out it was I don't know how much of it based on a true story, directed by the same guy who did The Lobster and Killing of the Sacred Deer, so I think that's enough reason to watch it.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah, I had no idea he was the same director.
Yeah.
As those two things. Because maybe because like it's different than the, like those two things are kind of the same vein of.
No, but there are some like dramatic, like the, he does that thing with like what you're seeing and then you hear audio from the like, next scene.
Yeah.
While you're seeing something else and it's like related or yeah. Like he'll.
Same he'll techniques.
Show like.
But the concept between. Is not as like.
Present.
Well, I don't know what the Killing of the Sacred Deer is anyway.
That one's a crazy movie.
But I just know The Lobster is like the concept is like something that doesn't exist, and this is something that does exist.
Was historical, but I don't know how true.
Yeah,
it
but
was.
Obviously not like accurate 100%. I'm just saying like that's a time period that's real, whereas The Lobster is not real to my knowledge.
No. So I give it 8 out of 8. It was a good movie.
Yes, I still need to see that.
And then we watched The Long Dumb Road.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Revolori of Anaheim, California fame.
Very famous Anaheimian.
Yeah, he was from Grand Budapest Hotels where he made his debut, and he was also in
Spider-Man
Homecoming.
Is he back for the next one?
Is he in Infinity War?
Not Infinity War. But is he? I don't know if he's back for Far From Home. I don't know. I hope so.
I assume so. So he's...
And Jason Mantzoukas.
He's leaving Texas, driving to California. Car breaks down. Jason Mantzoukas is a mechanic who lives in the middle of nowhere. Decides to quit. Helps this guy. Nat is his name. Nathaniel is his full name. Nat. And then he's like, oh, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to Vegas. Jason Mantzoukas says that. He's like, oh, how about I drop you off at Marfa? I'm going to Marfa tonight. And then they end up, shenanigans happen.
Mm-hmm.
I really dug this movie. I thought the chemistry between the two, it's the only bad thing about the movie, I would say, is I feel like that chemistry was wasted on this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like they could easily have made this into like a bigger, like if you made Due Date.
Yeah. That's what I kept thinking. Like, well, obviously it's just a road trip.
It's movie. Like an indie version of Due Date.
Yeah.
But I think the chemistry between
amazing
Tony Revolori and Jason Mantzoukas was better Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis.
Yes. Yes.
And the hijinks that they got into. The hijinks that they get into in this movie is very realistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, it was a really fun movie. It was really funny too.
Yeah. Like I was trying to explain the drive through scene yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because like I feel like I'm overly friendly with those people. Like yeah. People have said that to me. They're like, oh, you're too friendly. And I'm like, they're handling our food. They deal with crappy people all day. Like it's the least you can do is be friendly
not
that to them. Hard.
It's not.
And I'm not saying like, oh, how's your day going? I'm saying like, oh, thank you very much.
It's just
have
manners.
A great day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some manners.
Mm-hmm.
So when he said that, I was like laughing. And then what's her name? Was it like Tessa Farmiga is in it? And then Casey Wilson? Is that her name?
I'm not sure.
Plays. She's in Happy Endings. I think that's her name. Is in it. But yeah. A fun movie.
Yeah. It was really good. I'm trying to think of a comparable character is like the character, like Tony Revolori's character is he's like the high, like he's almost looking down on Jason Mantzoukas, but then he starts like doing crazy stuff like he does at the end of the movie, like breaking the guy's house.
Yeah.
But that's like a trope kind of thing that's happens a lot in movies.
I'm
trying to figure out an example, but it's where the guy turns the other guy more like, into him.
The person is expecting to be better. Like, he thinks he's better than Jason Mantzoukas, but he comes to learn that he has a lot to learn from Jason Mantzoukas.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's also shifted because of the ages of the two.
Yeah.
Where one is much younger than the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really love this movie. I give it an 8 out of 8. What about you?
I'd probably get 7 out of 8. But I really love
it. Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, yeah. Unexpected. I didn't think I'd like it as much as I did. But
yeah.
It was
Which is weird because it's like Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah, it's like I'm
kills it.
Yeah, I love Jason Mantzoukas. He's like, because he's always like such a small part in other things, but I'm like, I love him, everything I see.
Yeah.
It's just like pure entertainment. And that's what this movie was like the whole movie.
Yeah.
It was like pure entertainment the whole time.
Because of the Fast and the Furious scene.
Yeah, that's great.
They're talking about their favorite movies, and he's talking about like, yeah, my favorite movies. Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. And he's like, oh yeah, like that movie was good, but then like they have this conversation and I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Like this movie got me. And that was like 20 this minutes totally into the movie. It.
Yeah. Like, more of those movies? Yeah. What?
He's like, you're blowing my mind right crazy. Now. He's like, yeah, but then the main guy died and he's like, Vin Diesel's dead?
Well, spoiler. No, the guy in real life. Brian? Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's like whole character, he's like stuck from 15 years ago. Like he's not, like he doesn't know.
He like never grew up.
Pop culture. Yeah, he's like living in the past almost. That's so much fun. I'd love to see a sequel to that movie.
Yeah.
This is a bunch of fun. But they could always do a team. I mean, like
That's the thing. It would have to be a team up.
Plenty of two duos.
Well, even like, I was thinking
do different movies together.
I was thinking this morning of the lady, the story from the lady with the bear.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that was a good scene too.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, just yelling, throwing the vegetables.
That bear was probably like
crazy lady with the bear or the vegetables. Yeah. Do you watch any TV this week?
TV? No, I've just been watching a bunch of movies. I'm trying to think TV. No.
A lot of British panel shows did their special episodes. A big fat quiz of everything. Year 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that. Great British Bake Off Holiday. Watch that. 8 out of 10 Cats does Countdown. Christmas special. Watch that. I think that's it.
Yeah. Oh, I could talk about a game. I played a game. I got a PS4.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the Spider-Man game. Talk about that.
Yeah.
This game's awesome. It's like Spider-Man's killing it this year in general. It's just they're getting much right of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And this game, like the story mode, it's like peak Spider-Man. It's like it's like almost the Spider-Man from Into the Spider-Verse. Like that's a Spider-Man. You're just seeing Spider-Man who's lived in this world, and it's really good story, and it's really cool, and it's so much fun to just swing around New York. Like that's my favorite thing to do, is just. And apparently, that's like really accurate to New York. So
you can go anywhere in New York.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun and pretty cool, and the map's like super huge, and it's just like,
did you go to the street where he dances?
Yeah, yeah. So
it has a lot of stuff in there for,
yeah,
like a lot of Easter eggs and stuff.
Exactly, and they got all the different suits. Like they give you like, I think they gave it to everyone. Like last week, like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man suit, and they got like the Homecoming suit and like the Infinity War suit and like the 2099 Spider-Man suit. Like, I just got a bunch of stuff.
They even have the Into the Spider-Verse suit where it's like looks animated.
Oh yeah, they have that too. Like, I think the 60 is it's either the cartoon or it's the comics. It's either the comics or the cartoon.
Yeah.
But it's like 2D type of suit they have.
Where the rest of the city still looks normal. It looks really weird.
You're just a 2D character.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool, and there's a lot of stuff in there, and then just like it's fun to just watch the world because like the world's not completely developed. Like some characters either haven't become villains or like aren't quite to that point yet. You're like, oh, it's just fun to look through this world. And yeah, it's a really fun game.
How old is Peter Parker in this game?
I think he's like 23.
Okay.
Yeah. Cause 8 years is 23. Cause like right at the beginning, that's what Kingpin says. Like I'm doing this for 8 years, like fighting you for 8 years or whatever. So he's 23. So it's like the age he is in that's how old he is in like the animated 90s cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
He's like right in college, like he's in college. But this is, I guess he's out of college. But yeah, that is a great game. I love it. If you love Spider-Man, this is
the one to play.
That's the game.
Yeah.
That's the
game. Now it's time for our discussion.
Yes.
Top 10 of 2018. Should we go from 10? To one?
Yeah, let's go 10 to 1. You want to start?
Yeah. Number 10, The Favorite.
Ah. I didn't see that too. I'm going to go with my 10th is 8th Grade.
Oh, I need to see that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that movie. I thought like... I mean, I don't know how realistic it is because I don't know what 8th graders are up to, but it's interesting to see like the YouTube, the generation that like the internet is just their reality. Like we were almost pre-internet and then internet. That's interesting to see that.
Yeah, and then my number 9, Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Solo. So, my number 9 is First Man.
Okay, still need to see that one.
Yeah.
Number 8, To All the Boys I've Loved Before. It's a special spot in my top 10.
Very fun movie. My number 8, Blindspotting.
Ooh, very nice.
Very, very enjoyable movie.
My number 7, Mandy, starring Nicolas Cage.
I see that one too.
Yeah. It was fun. It was crazy.
I think they said Nick Cage, like his Rotten Tomatoes score is like the highest it's ever been this year.
Yes, this year. Yeah, it's
Into like the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, that, Mandy, and then something else.
Teen Titans Go, he's...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's rated high. I have no idea, but... That's crazy. Nick Cage is Superman and Spider-Man in the same year.
Yeah.
That's nuts. What are we on number seven? Seven. Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Oh yeah, I still need to watch that
number
one.
Number seven. Very good documentary.
My number six is Blindspotting.
Ooh. My number six is Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, that's my number five.
Ooh. Nice. My number five, Black Panther.
Okay.
Black Panther.
Yeah, my number four is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ooh. Nice. Searching is my number four.
Yeah, see, another movie I still need to watch.
Yeah. Well, a lot of our lists we haven't seen.
Yeah. So, like, movies. I feel like in the next few weeks, you're going to
be like, I'm going to watch those movies.
Oh, this
like,
is
oh, those
my top 10.
Those replaced Stone Money.
Yeah. This top 10 is very, like,
yeah, malleable.
Yeah. Number three, Black Panther.
Number three, Creed 2.
Oh, another movie I still need to watch.
Yeah, I loved Creed 2 so much.
Number two, Into the Spider-Verse.
I agree with you there. Into the Spider-Verse, number two.
And probably number one. Shoot, I can't remember a movie I took off my top 10. I was trying to figure out a movie I took off my top 10 to put on there. Infinity War,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's...
It's been 10 years in the making.
The culmination, and it's like... It's just crazy to me that that's the first of... Like, I know that it's not a two-parter, but like it's the first of a two-parter.
Yeah.
And like that's that good.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's supposed to be the worst. Like, the thing about two-parters, everyone's like, the first one's always worse because it's annoying.
Because it's all lead up to
the second. It's all lead up, but no, yeah. This is its own thing. And you're like, oh my gosh. And the gut punch, it's just crazy that film is just amazing to me.
Yeah. That was a great movie. Next week, top anticipated 2019 movies. So, like top three or more.
Yeah. I guess we'll just list. We don't have to do
a
specific list because... should bring up some other movies besides the ones we know we're going to talk about.
Yeah, because obviously we're going to talk about like
the big
Endgame,
big tentpoles, Star
9.
Wars, like
Captain Marvel,
of course,
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Far From Home.
So there's other movies that are also coming out,
mm-hmm.
like Lion King.
Yeah, Toy Story 4,
Aladdin. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's enough.
I'm sure there's other ones.
Game of Thrones. Not a movie, but...
Not a movie, but close.
Close enough.
Close as a movie as you're going to get on TV.
Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart and This Week in Movies in the Now. And maybe some True Crime Thursday.
Ooh.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.